Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's episode, we are going to be featuring trivia about Black History. It is Black History Month in the month of February, and so we'd love to celebrate the rich and storied history and contributions of African American people in not only in the United States, but kind of all over the world. If you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back for the 98th time, we just want to take a moment to explain how our trivia works. We're going to give you 15 questions, 5 questions each in each round, and each round that goes by is going to get tougher and tougher. So this first round is the easiest questions we have to offer. We call this round
The Trivia Tots.
So here we go. Black History Trivia, question 1. Who refused to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama, sparking a major civil rights movement?
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks is correct. Yes. Yes. So Rosa just simply said, I am not giving up my seat on the bus, and
got arrested.
Yeah. And that kind of was one of the big sparks to a lot of people being upset and taking action. Question 2. What famous baseball player broke Major League's baseball color barrier in 1947?
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson is correct. What number is he?
42.
Yep, number 42. I think we've talked about Jackie Robinson more than once on our podcast. But yeah, he's such an amazing athlete, and to break the color barrier and has now basically changed the face of professional sports, and especially baseball, for all the generations to come. And so we have Jackie Robinson's number is basically kind of worn proudly all over the league.
It's retired in every team's.
Yep. Yep. So no more 42s.
Except for when everyone wears.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 42 on Jackie Robinson Day.
Yep. Yep. Question 3. What instrument is Louis Armstrong famous for playing?
Trumpet.
Trumpet is correct. Yeah, that one might be a little bit tougher for those of you that, I mean, it was kind of easy for the dad and lad house because we listen to some jazz here, and I'm a teacher and I teach jazz. So we are very familiar with Louis Armstrong in our house. But yeah, Louis Armstrong, for those of you that don't listen to jazz, is the guy that has that like, hello, he has that like raspy voice, right?
Hello, darling.
Yes, and he's also known for a lot of different songs. What a wonderful world, right? But it's really kind of funny. So you know Hello Dolly, right?
Yeah.
He was famous for singing Hello Dolly. And in the song, he goes, Hello Dolly. This is
Louis.
He goes, Louis. And he holds the S really, really long. And the story is that everybody wanted to call him Louis Armstrong. Like a lot of people say, oh, it's Louis Armstrong, Louis Armstrong. He didn't like that. He actually wanted to be called the name that his mother gave him, and that is Louis. So in Hello Dolly, the record producers were like, yeah, add in there, this is Louis Dolly. And he said, no, I'm going to say Louis. And they're like, well, we like Louis better, because I think Louis is more, I don't know, marketable, maybe. And so He went on the recording and said, I am Louis. This is Louis. So when you go back and listen to Hello Dolly, listen to the way he sings it. It's really interesting. Question number 4. Who delivered the famous I Have a Dream speech during the March on Washington in 1963?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is correct. I think arguably one of the most famous Black Americans, in especially when we talk about history and the civil rights movement, his I Have a Dream speech kind of goes back as the kind of a pivotal moment for a lot of people, right? Yeah. You've learned about that in school, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very, very famous speech. Question 5. What did we call the secret routes and safe houses that helped enslaved people escape to freedom in the 1800s?
The Underground Railroad.
The Underground Railroad is correct.
It's not a railroad at all.
Yeah, so there's no trains. Now, there could have been trains, maybe, but it generally was not. There was no actual transportation. They used the Underground Railroad as an idea because there was a lot of stops, right?
Yeah.
Like they just like a train, there was a path you could follow, and there were certain safe houses along the way of people that would help you to try to escape your slavery. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round. Emmett is an cool, easy 5 for 5. He's doing great. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But now the questions are going to get a little more difficult. So we're moving on to...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question number 6. Jamie Foxx won an Academy Award for portraying this iconic African-American musician in a movie titled after that artist's first name. I'll give you a hint. He played piano and sang.
It's kind of a wordy question, but...
That you're right. How about this? Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for playing the role of this musician, and the movie is titled The Musician's First Name. Does that help?
I don't think I've seen this movie before.
You have not seen the movie, but it was pretty famous. He won an Oscar for it. Famous singing piano players.
And that comes to mind is Elton John.
Okay.
But no.
But we're in Black history trivia.
Yes, I know. But when I think piano and singing, sure. Elton John sure. comes
That's
to
like
mind.
That's one of the first things. Can I give you a bigger hint?
Sure.
What if I told you he's blind?
Stevie.
That would be one of two.
Stevie Wonder.
And it's incorrect. It is not Stevie Wonder. The answer is Ray Charles.
Who?
Ray Charles. Yeah, you don't know who Ray Charles is?
No.
No? He does Hit the Road, Jack, and Don't You Come Back No More, and a lot of other ones. He did America the Beautiful, I think it was. Yeah, he arranged that one. It's in The Sandlot. Remember in The Sandlot when the fireworks are going off and they play the night
game? Yeah.
That's the song that's playing in the background. That's Ray Charles.
Also, when I think of piano players who sing and are blind, I think of Stevie Wonder.
That's true. You're probably not wrong. Stevie Wonder also plays harmonica and a couple other things too.
But mostly piano.
Yeah, you're right. That was a tough one. But the questions got harder. So here we go. Question number 7. Who sang the song Happy from the movie Despicable Me?
Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams is correct.
Because I'm happy because I got this question right.
Yes, Pharrell, very, very famous music producer, singer, songwriter, and also now fashion designer.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He not only splits his time with being a musician, but also manages, I forget what, it's a really famous fashion brand. Hold on, let me look. Yeah, so he is the creative director for the brand Louis Vuitton.
Oh.
Yeah, you've heard of them before. And so, yeah, he does all kinds of different stuff and different collaborations and stuff. But yeah, Louis Vuitton is now under the creative direction of Pharrell Williams, which is kind of cool.
He also has a movie about him.
Yeah, done in Legos, right?
Yes, piece by piece.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Question number 8. Which animated movie features the first Black Disney princess?
Princess and the Frog.
The Princess and the Frog is correct. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. You want to know a really crazy fact? I've never seen that movie.
What?
Nope. Never seen that one. I've never seen Snow White. I've never watched Cinderella. Like really old Disney movies.
I'm telling mom.
I haven't watched any of them. But yeah, I haven't. This one isn't that old. This is a relatively newer one. And I think, didn't they? I'm trying to think. Did they?
They made the new ride at Disney.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's what I was thinking of.
Splash Mountain.
You read my mind. And that's actually probably not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I think that, yeah, they reworked Splash Mountain to be in the Princess and the Frog style. Because like most of the rides have like a movie or a theme that they choose from like one film usually.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Question 9. Who was the first black president of the United States?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama is correct. Pretty iconic president in terms of just the way that he handled his business when he was in office. Just a really unique guy. And his family was really great too. Yeah. They were always really nice people and did a lot of really cool stuff for the community and have continued to do a lot of cool stuff. So yes, pretty awesome. Question 10. What famous female abolitionist and former slave became one of the leaders of the Underground Railroad and helped free hundreds of enslaved people?
Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman is correct. Yeah, she's definitely one of the ones that is kind of the face when you think the Underground Railroad. Harriet Tubman comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
And it was definitely one of the people that helped to free a lot of people, which is great. I guess if there's something to be remembered for, that would definitely be one great thing to be remembered for.
She also had narcolepsy.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Wow. What's narcolepsy for those people that don't know at home?
So narcolepsy is a disorder where the brain, it's easier for them, like normal people fall asleep in like 7 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have narcolepsy, you can just close your eyes and then fall right asleep at that moment.
Well, and I think sometimes it's just
random too,
without you wanting it to.
Yes.
Yeah, it just will happen. Like all of a sudden you'll just fall asleep. Yeah. Yeah. There's sometimes I feel like I have that, but I think I'm just really tired. But I could fall asleep really fast. And that's going to do it, folks, for the Trivia Tots. So not Trivia Tots, the Mind Mover round. Emmett is 9 for 10?
Yes.
Yeah, you missed the one. 9 for 10. Awesome job so far. Hopefully you in the car at home are doing great as well. But now, folks, we're going to turn up the difficulty and we're going to play the hardest trivia that we've got for Black History Month trivia. So what do we got? Well, how many preparations do I get?
Three.
Today, I would like you to put on your protective earwear. Now, I want very specific. I want those inner ear, like earbud blockers, right? Like those, like ear, the complete earplugs. I want you to get one of those swimming nose pieces that plugs your nose. Definitely want to keep that. And then I want you to put on the thickest, tallest hip waders that you own, because this round we call
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Here we go. Question 11. Which famous singer is known as the Queen of Soul?
I should know this.
I know you know it. You do know it. You're probably just forgetting the name. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes, I know it. It was, I forgot her name, but I'm just not familiar with her name.
Okay.
I know she sang Respect.
Yep. Her name is Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin. Yes. Very, very famous singer.
Does that one count? Because I got half a point because I know. who she is, though.
You get a point for no, for me thinking you know it?
Yes.
I don't know. We'll give you 1/10 of a point. How does that sound?
No. Half.
Question 12. Which Olympic runner won 4 gold medals in 1936? This is a tough one. Yeah, we're going way back, but one of the most famous and probably one of the most decorated Olympic runners in U.S. history. Take a guess.
I don't know any Olympic runners.
No? You don't have a guess?
No.
Well, the answer is you may have heard this one. Some of this one might be for one of the older people in the car at home, but the answer we're looking for is Jesse Owens. You ever heard the name Jesse Owens before?
I think so.
Yeah, very famous Olympian. He did it at the Berlin Olympics, which were kind of a famous and contested Olympic Games. Question 13. Thurgood Marshall is known as the first African-American man to be nominated to this important seat in U.S. government.
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State is an awesome guess, but incorrect. He held a seat on the Supreme Court.
Oh.
Yep, he was the first African-American Supreme Court justice. And he was actually on the court when they heard the really famous case of Brown versus Board of Education. And that's the case that outlawed segregation in schools, which was kind of the ended the whole we have separate but equal facilities and stuff, which we all kind of know that they weren't really equal. It was separate and unequal. And so it was a good thing to get rid of that. Question 14. What African-American scientist and inventor developed hundreds of uses for peanuts, sweet potatoes, and soybeans? I'll give you
a George Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver.
Yeah.
Is correct. You got it correct. Yeah. So he was one of the people that we kind of, I think, can go back and trace a lot of the food innovations that we have today and that we celebrate today and are part of everyday use from George Washington Carver's innovations. So that's kind of cool. The Who Was Show? No way.
It was the Who Was Show.
And finally, question number 15. What was the name of the political and social movement founded in the 1960s that fought for black empowerment and self-defense against racial injustice?
I don't know.
This group was a very instrumental group in organization and protesting and demonstrations. And so this group came known as the Black Panther Party.
Bow. Dow. Knew that.
You knew that one? Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to do it, folks. That is 15 questions on the theme of Black History Trivia. Emmett did a great job, and hopefully you at home maybe picked up a few new facts or figures or maybe had a great review of some of the stuff you already knew. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. And if you want to give us a written review, that helps us to find even more people that like trivia just like you. Also, if you want to contact us on social media, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at DadLadTrivia. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. And finally, Emmett, do you have any last words of advice or wisdom or thoughts on this episode before we close out?
Be kind. Be respectful. Make sure to eat your vegetables.
Okay. And there you have it. All right, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We really appreciate it. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.